Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've used Rory McIlroy's achievement as personal growth for myself. You can overcome adversity to lead your business in Q2.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from James Lowe as Leinster step up preparations ahead of Saturday's URC quarter-final with Scarlets at the Aviva Stadium. Could Munster's new man, Clayton McMillan, possibly win some silverware before taking the reins in Limerick? And we'll get reaction from Bordeaux Beg Champions Cup final win with a certain Clare man playing a significant role. But first today, centre Robbie Henshaw has been ruled out for the remainder of Leinster's season with a knee injury. The 31-year-old Ireland back was replaced in the first half of the team's win over Glasgow 9 days ago. Leo Cullen's side would also be without prop Tadhg Furlong for this weekend's URC quarter-final clash against the Scarlets at the Aviva. The Ireland front row picked up a minor calf injury, said the province, and it's understood that his participation in the upcoming Lions series is not at risk. 32-year-old Furlong missed much of the season and four of Ireland's Six Nations games with a calf and hamstring issue. Meanwhile, winger James Lowe is itching to put things right this Saturday afternoon as Leo Cullen's side look to win their first URC title in the new format. Lowe, who will turn 33 during the Lions tour in July, says that rugby can be a simple game provided you do the basics right.
It's a simple game if you break it down. If you're able to win the game line, ball in hand, secure your own ruck, kick well and take points on offer, I think you can... It's a simplified game. We come up against exceptional teams. Everyone thinks that we should go out and blast teams away, but like it's not quite as easy as that, unfortunately, in the heat of battle to get all your things right. You go in trying to, you know, bash the other team, and sometimes that just doesn't happen. Sometimes you come up against a team who wants it just as much as you do, and then on the day, you know, the bounce of the ball, the interpretation of refs can go with for or against, and I think you saw that in the weekend over the two matches. So look, we just need to get our stuff right, cross the T's and dot the I's, make sure that every situation that we put in, we can come out hopefully on top and have the desire and want to leave this, leave our mark on this competition. It's, you know, it's a bit in our hands. We're at home if we manage to win this weekend. We're at home for the next 3 weeks if we're able to do it, but one step at a time, and it starts with Scarlets, who, what was that, less than a month ago, tipped us over. So that's the problem at hand at the moment.
Leinster assistant coach Rob McBride is not taking the Scarlets for granted. The Welsh side were 17-point winners last time out when the sides played.
Just the right to be in the final. I don't know. But it's one game at a time. And if we can be good enough on the weekend and beat what is a very cohesive Scarlets team, then we'll end up reaching the same stage as we have done in the last three seasons. So it'll give us an opportunity to go a step further. But that's about it. I mean, you can't take anything for granted. And it's all on the day. The Scarlets, they're on a bit of a winning streak. They're 4 out of 5 games. Like I said, they're very cohesive as a team. You look at the consistency of their selection. So there's an understanding between them as players. And as we've seen in the past, you know, teams, when they come to play against Leinster in the Aviva, they raise the game. So they'll be even better and they'll be a tougher nut to crack on the weekend. So, you know, we're going to have to just take care of our own business and make sure we're learning those lessons and learn them quickly.
Munster have arrived in South Africa ahead of their clash with the Sharks on Saturday. They've reported that Jack Crowley, Dermot Barron and Niall Scannell have all been past fit and are available for selection. Jeremy Lachman also returns and could be in line for his first appearance in last month's win over La Rochelle. Edwin Adogbo made a successful return to action earlier this month for Munster A against Connacht Eagles, and his return will continue to be managed as he recovers from a long-term injury. Ollie Yeager, Ethan Coughlin, Billy Burns, Shane Daly and Roman Salanoa are all continuing their injury rehab. Bordeaux Beg won its first Champions Cup title after holding off Northampton Saints 28-20 in the final at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff last Saturday. Bordeaux delivered a French champion for the fifth straight year after dominating the second half from 2020 at half-time. Two tries from wing Damien Penault and one for lock Adam Coleman were countered by a pair of Northampton flanker Alex Coles in the most first-half points ever in a final. Coles' tying second converted try before the interval helped the Saints overcome losing backs George Furbank and James Ram to injuries in the opening 5 minutes. Ram had to be helped off and the England international Ollie Slatehome replaced him for a first club appearance since December. Furbank took an accidental knee to the face, continuing a horrible run of injuries for him, just playing 57 minutes of rugby this year because of a broken arm and then aggravating that injury. Northampton's Henry Pollock had a try disallowed within 2 minutes of the restart, and Saints briefly went down to 13 players when replacement lock Ed Prowse collected a yellow card. Bordeaux captain Maxime Lucu's 44th minute penalty edged the French back in front, and Bordeaux's superior finishing and power game from close range saw lock Cyril Cazot go over in the 55th to open an 8-point gap that held to the end as the Saints flagged under pressure. Speaking to Premier Sports after the game, attack coach and proud Clareman Noel McNamara said despite winning, it perhaps wasn't their best performance of the year.
Yeah, I suppose it's a funny one. You're happy with the result, and often finals are a little bit like that. I don't think it was our best performance of the year. Obviously we started with conceding the try in the first couple of minutes, not dealing with that first restart. It's particularly frustrating. I thought we reacted really well to that. I think the game was stop-start as well. Obviously, you know, the unfortunate injury to both James Ram and to George Furbank probably just broke the rhythm a little bit. By and large, you know, if we could have converted a couple of more of those 5 metre opportunities. We saw against Leinster how good they are at defending them. We wanted to have a little bit more variety. We probably ran our variety a little bit early in the game and then came a little bit of a cropper late in the game. But I think we managed the game well, particularly at the end, particularly Max and Matthew. Obviously we're just delighted to get across the line. We had a pretty negative experience in our last final. And, you know, whilst you can talk all you want, I do think you need to get back to the stage and you need to show that you've really got over it.
Joey Carby missed out on the match day 23 for Bordeaux as the French side went for a 6-2 split. He told Premier Sports that it was a special day.
To put it bluntly, you know, let go by Ireland and then come here and you win a title. Had a big game, obviously, in the semi-finals.
Yeah.
And here with a medal.
It's pretty mental for me, for the club, for everyone. Like, it shows how much it means to this club and where it's come from. I think it's just such a special day for us all.
And why is it such a special group? What is it? Because everyone talked about the connection, the brotherhood that Northampton have. Is there a similar feeling here at Bordeaux?
I definitely think so. I think just what the club has been through, where it started, where it is now. You see some of the players, where they've come from and playing with the national team and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a privilege to be a part of.
Finn Smith will now switch his attention to claiming the 10 shirt for the first Lions test in July against Australia. After the game, he said he wants more big occasions like the one he experienced on Saturday.
I think we just tried to focus on what we wanted to do rather than the occasion. It was an unbelievable atmosphere. It's always amazing to play in games like that. And doing that today makes us definitely want more. So, hopefully we'll be back.
Saints director of rugby Phil Dowson said he was proud of his side's season despite falling short last Saturday.
Yeah, no, I think first of all credit to Bordeaux, fantastic performance, you know, and we saw their quality across the pitch today, so I hope they enjoy their celebrations. I'm immensely proud of the effort. You know, of course we can be better in lots of different areas, and you know, some things went away, those early injuries, etc. So yeah, I'm immensely proud of the effort, and there's a lot of disappointed players out there.
You mentioned the injuries early on. You effectively took on one of the best clubs in the world with 21 men today. How much did that affect your strategy for the 80 minutes, and how much impact did that have late on your struggle to convert a few opportunities?
Yeah, invariably you lose really good players, and it makes it tricky. But you know, we trust the bench, and we knew that the bench could go, you know, 78 or 75 minutes. So clearly it had an impact, and you want your best players out there. But I'm also conscious that every day around the world would say his squad's never fully fit. So disappointing, but those things happen, and we have to move on.
Also, Dowson reflected on an incident he described as uncalled for and out of order after Henry Pollock appeared to be grabbed by the throat following their defeat against Bordeaux. A fracas broke out after the final whistle as Bordeaux triumphed. Dowson said there was a fracas at the end, there was foul play involved. I've been assured that the touch judge has seen it and he will deal with it appropriately. Henry Pollock was particularly upset by it because I think it was uncalled for and out of order. He reacted and the officials have told me that they will deal with it. Former Munster head coach Johan van Graan was delighted on Friday night as his Bath side completed the second leg of a possible trophy treble. Bath's 37-12 victory over Lyon saw them lift the EPCR Challenge Cup in Cardiff to clinch their first major silverware since winning the same competition in 2008. They add the Challenge Cup to the Premiership Cup success earlier this season, and the ex-Munster man is two victories away from leading the side to league title glory for the first time since 1996. Clayton McMillan could yet get his hands on some silverware before he leaves New Zealand to take the reins at Munster in the summer. McMillan's Chiefs side comfortably dispatched Moana Pacifica 85-7 in the penultimate week of Super Rugby last weekend. Ardy Savea's Pacifica were punished by their ill-discipline, conceding 16 penalties over the 80 minutes, whilst their opponents were only penalised 4 times. The Chiefs are top of the Super Rugby standings and are guaranteed their spot in the top 8. The Hamilton-based side have won the competition twice in their history, back-to-back in 2012 and 2013. Jo Yap will leave her role as Australia head coach after the Women's World Cup in September. The 45-year-old former England captain, who was appointed in December 23, led Australia to their first trophy when they won the WXV2 title in October to secure a World Cup spot. Australia have won 5 of their past 7 games, including 4 in a row for the first time, but lost 45-7 to Canada on Friday. The World Cup in England runs from the 22nd of August to the 27th of September. The former scrum half won 70 caps for England and played at 3 World Cups. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this pod coming to you free of charge every weekday. I'm David Wilson and Cameron Hill will be back with more tomorrow. Thanks for listening.